I'm not going to lie to you. I wasn't really expecting to just get owned in Tesco's. So I went up to the big Tesco's, right? I normally shop at the little Sainsbury's near me. Do you know, one of those like little local ones? Been going there for the last 2 weeks, quite happy, just going in every 4 or 5 days and picking up some bits. And I decided today to go to the big Tesco because I want to do a big shop and there's certain things I want to get that I can't get at the Sainsbury's local. So I head up to Tesco Extra. I get there, park up, I walk inside, and before I kind of get inside the building, one of the security guards stopped me and says, "Hey, excuse me, sir, can you go in the other entrance?" So I'm like, "Yeah, no worries." I head back out with my trolley, I walk around the other side, and I see this queue. And this queue is like pretty long, with people basically queuing around and outside into the car park. And I'm thinking to myself, I've only really got an hour before I've got to get back and jump on a client call. So how long is this going to take? So I start asking people in the queue, like, "Excuse me, how long have you been stood here?" And then I go a bit further down, "Hey, excuse me, how long have you been stood here?" And I pretty much calculated that they must have been in there for 40 minutes. And maybe if I joined it now, I'd probably be in there for an hour. So I decided to give Tesco's a miss. I pulled out, drove off, went back to my little Sainsbury's local. So if anyone's got any tactics, any recommendations as to how I get into Tesco's without having to wait half a day to get in there, drop me a DM. Let me know. I'm guessing you need to go super early or super late at night. Otherwise, you're going to be queuing for an hour. But that's that. I'm back. I managed to get one of those little PhD peanut butter protein bars, which is over there. I'm looking at it. I cannot wait to eat it, actually, which I'm going to do after this. But today, I want to dive into really some mindset stuff with you. And I want to kind of debrief on some of the conversations that I've been having with my personal trainers and really just give you some insight as to really how to weather the current situation, having to queue outside for hours on end to get into shops, or just keeping your general sanity together over the next couple of months. And one of the things that's been really helping my clients specifically, and also myself to be honest, is really putting together a well-structured and disciplined routine, particularly in the morning at the start of the day. This is something I've been doing for ages, and I've really cultivated a nice little routine for myself. But equally, I've been really hammering my clients and telling them, you need a morning routine, you need to get that self-care and a structure in place in the morning, and that's going to set you up for a good day. And lo and behold, the ones that have been executing on it and doing it have been having a much better week. So one of the things that I do in the morning is I have things planned out. And this is what I suggest you think about doing if you haven't already. Because we've all been kicked out of our current habitats. I've cancelled the lease on my office. You've lost your gyms. There's a lot of us out of our current environments and we're having to adapt. And I found that structure really helps. So I have a detailed and structured plan every morning. I do exactly the same thing pretty much. I wake up, I make a glass of water with some Himalayan pink salt and some lemon. I do some stretching in the sunlight, hopefully if it's sunny. It's been sunny recently, so that's been awesome. Do some stretching for about 2 minutes. Pretend like I'm a little yoga guru. Not that supple at this stage, but I'm getting there, guys. And then once I've done my stretching, I'll do some Wim Hof breathing, so 5 minutes of breathing. And then from there, I'll do some journaling. I'll do 5 minutes of writing in my pad, my visions, my goals, my dreams, whatever I feel like writing. And then I dive into 15 minutes of reading. I'm reading Own the Day, Own Your Life by Marcus Aubrey at the moment. Great book. If you haven't read it, go find it. Go check it out. It's awesome and going to be great for any of you fit pros or trainers. And by the time I've done those things, pretty much done, four consecutive things that I've set out to do in the morning. And that really gives me that winning streak and that momentum that leads into the rest of the day and the other things that I want to do. And I've found this to be extremely beneficial to kind of my mental health, my mood, my momentum, and my kind of traction going into the day. And when I skip that kind of morning routine, that morning formula, I generally don't have the best of days when I'm kind of out of stride and out of sync with my morning. So my question to you is, have you got your own structure in place? And if not, what are you waiting for? Why don't you put something in place that's really going to set you up for success and that's going to put you on a good trajectory for the day? Hope I said that right. Good trajectory. Can't really say it. Can't really pronounce it that well. But think about like how you're starting your day and how you're setting yourself up for success. And I can guarantee you, right? I can guarantee you when you do this, because my clients say the same things, it's not just me, they're having a much better day, much better week, and their spirits are just much better when they've got this kind of structure and this daily momentum that starts first thing. It's kind of like just getting those cogs turning in the morning. And you can get as fancy as you want with this. You can stack as many things as you want. Throughout the day, I've got about 15 things that I do consecutively every day, or at least try to, and I track it. But those first, say, 30 minutes are the most crucial for me. And I think they're going to be the most crucial for you too. If you pay attention to them, if you lay it out, if you structure it, and you hit the day with a winning streak. All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed that. I'm going to sign out. I'm going to see you on the next show. Peace.